Blog Talk Radio.
From the pits to the stands, from the drivers to the fans, it's time for Race Fans Rock with your host, Enfield Chen.
Hey there, Race Fans. Welcome to Race Fans Rock Radio Show. Oh my God, I have a good one for you guys tonight, and it is all about the race fans and their opinions. And it's going to be everything from the, you know, what they think is going on in NASCAR and what they think about the whole Joey Logano, Matt Kenseth crazy fiasco, and the penalty that's just been handed down. We're going to get into all of that. The phone lines will be open in just a little while, and if you want to call in, it's a good idea to do that, and it's 713-955-0744. But before we get into all that craziness, I want to get to tell you what I did at Martinsville Speedway this weekend. And you guys are probably going to die laughing, but I am so proud of myself. I did it. It's something I really didn't think I would do. But I camped out at Martinsville Speedway overnight in a tent. Enfield Young has slept in a tent overnight at Martinsville Speedway. It was a little wet and rainy, not in the tent, thank God, but the mud and all that crap stayed outside, and I dealt with all of it, and I lived to tell about it. So, like I said, I don't know if you guys listened to it a couple of weeks ago when I was talking about my first camping experience, but I lasted 2 hours in the tent, and I had to get out of there, and I slept in my car. But not this time. I made it the whole night, and it was really cool. I gotta say, it was a lot different than what I had expected, but it was a lot of fun. I really had a lot of fun. I want to thank my friends Mary Pulowski and her friend Shannon and Brian for their hospitality, and I had a really good time. So yeah, the campgrounds were pretty cool this weekend. I got to tell you, like the Halloween decorations, and so there were some pretty decked out campgrounds, and I tried to do my best to take some pictures. It was kind of dark, and the cameras were, with the flash and all that there. So, but I had a great time, and a lot of people that, were out in the campgrounds, they seemed to have had a good time, a lot of little kids trick-or-treating and stuff. So it was really, really cool. So, yeah, I think the NASCAR Campground Network is going to be especially thrilled to hear me say that, because hopefully I'll be doing some stuff with them next year. And, if you haven't heard about them, check them out. It's the NASCAR Campground Network. They are the official campgrounds of NASCAR. And right now, if you check out their website, you can win a free trip before to Daytona 2016. That's right. The NCN is giving away a fantastic week of fun at Daytona Race Week 2016. One lucky grand prize winner will receive 1 week's lodging in an oceanfront two-bedroom condominium, $1,000 airfare and travel cash, $1,000 spending money, infield passes for 4 people for the entire week, behind-the-scenes VIP tour for 4 people at Daytona. I might be your host. And one special parking pass. Now, the entry deadline is December 1st, 2015, for this fantastic vacation. The winner will be chosen in a random drawing on December 18th, 2015. Now, there's only one entry per person, so get a lot of your friends to do this. And you must be 18 or older by January 1st, 2016, and there is no purchase necessary to win. So check it out, www.nascarcampgroundnetwork.com. Scroll down, you'll see the box where it says sweepstakes, and make sure that you enter. Now, while you're on that site, you might as well check out the membership packages that they have and check out the benefits that they offer race fans for joining. And they take it one step further, well, at least I do. If you decide to become a member, which is a great idea, you will put the code InfieldGen in at checkout, and you'll receive count on that there. So normally the memberships for a full membership is $159. Well, if you use InfieldGen, you'll get it for $79.99. And let me tell you, even if you use it one time throughout the entire year, which I can't see you doing, if you're a member of this, you're going to do a lot of it. But if you use it just once, you will definitely save the $80 that it takes you to just to join. So check it out, NASCARCampgroundNetwork.com. You'll be glad you did. All right, tonight's show is brought to you by RaceGear.com. If you're the kind of race fan who loves memorabilia from all your favorite NASCAR drivers and teams, then you got to check out RaceGear.com. It's a one-stop shop for all your racing memorabilia. They have everything, and you can get it all with a few simple clicks, and it's on its way to you. Now, prices are great, and if you use the code RaceFansRock at checkout, you're going to receive an additional 10% off your order. So check them out. Head on over to racegear.com right after the show. All right, so now it's time for a few hot topics that are burning some rubber in the NASCAR world. It's definitely talk-worthy. So, okay, this past weekend was just Halloween, and I don't know if you guys seen this, but there were some really good costumes, especially among drivers in the garage. One that really stuck out was J.J. Yeley. He dressed up as Tony Stewart, which was hysterical. He had on a Tony Stewart fire suit, and he even stuffed the belly area. It was really, really funny, but it was Tony Stewart who really topped the charts when he dressed as a hula girl and Tony Gibson dressed as a giant middle finger. Now, I'm sure you guys seen this because the picture went viral among the NASCAR world. And if you haven't seen it, you can check it out on my social pages, but it was a riot. All right, moving on. It's been announced that the Senior Vice President and Chief Communications Officer, Brett Jukes, has accepted a senior management position with Atlanta-based AMB Group, LLC, which is the investment management and support services arm of Arthur Blank's family of businesses. Jukes will leave NASCAR following Homestead to begin this new chapter in his life. Now, Jukes joined NASCAR in 2011, where he led the company's integrated marketing communications department and overseeing NASCAR's relationship with the operators of the NASCAR Hall of Fame. Working closely with NASCAR senior management, he has played a key role in the development and execution of numerous strategic initiatives created. He's created NASCAR's acclaimed fan and media engagement center, and he guided the evolution of the Sports Hall of Fame nomination, selection, and induction process. So good luck to him. Now, in other news, Pocono Raceway, and this segment is really, really cool for fans. So Pocono Raceway is looking for new fans to join their fan council. Now, elected fans will assist the Raceway staff in developing and improving the overall fan experience at the Tricky Triangle. This is a great way to get your foot in the door and get involved in racing if this is what you want to do. And I get asked this question so many times, how do I get a job in racing? This is a great opportunity for you to do it. And you never know where it could take you. So if this really is something that you want to do, visit www.PoconoRaceway.com/FCApply. It's FCApply. So PoconoRaceway.com/FCApply. Now, applications must be submitted by Monday, December 1st, 2015 at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time. Finalists will be contacted no later than Friday, December 18th, 2015. And the new Pocono Raceway Fan Council will be announced in early January 2016. Good luck to all that apply, and hopefully I get to meet you guys next year. So I want to talk a little bit about the other big issue from this weekend's Cup race. Now, of course, I'm talking about the whole Matt Kenseth-Joey Logano feud. I mean, a lot of people are going crazy on social media in regards to whose side they're on, and was it payback, or is Kenseth telling the truth about his tire going down? Personally, to me, they look like payback from our view on the big screen. And with that said, you know, I wasn't in the car with Matt Kenseth either. So for what it's worth, I was hoping that it was a tire that did go down. And because it's not a good thing for the sport to have drivers out there intentionally wrecking and potentially hurting each other, or worse, you know, for no reason. I mean, racing is a dangerous sport as it is. So to intentionally cause a situation like that it's the wrong thing to do. I'm sorry. Now, I got caught up in it like everyone else did when it happened, and you know, I expressed my views on it, which triggered a lot of responses on my social pages. Some, you know, for, some against, and some people decided to argue about it in depth. You know, the bottom line is, no matter who you believe in the situation, either Kenseth or Logano, you know, what's done is done, and, you know, it's up to NASCAR to figure it out and, you know, make those appropriate calls on what happened, and they did. So, came out a little earlier tonight that Matt Kenseth, the driver of the 20 car, has been, this is the official statement from NASCAR. I got that email a little while ago, and I posted it up on my website and on social media. So I'm just going to kind of reiterate what it said. So this is what it says directly from NASCAR. Matt Kenseth, the driver of the number 20 car, has been penalized for an infraction that occurred during the November 1st race at Martinsville Speedway. This is a behavioral penalty, sections 12.1, 12.8. Now, Kenseth has been suspended from NASCAR through the completion of the next two NASCAR Sprint Cup Series championship events and placed on NASCAR probation for a 6-month period following issuance of penalty notice. NASCAR issued this release tonight and said, based upon our extensive review, we have concluded that the number 20 car driver, who is no longer in the chase, intentionally wrecked the number 22 car driver, a chase-eligible competitor who was leading the race at the time, said Steve O'Donnell, NASCAR Executive Vice President and Chief Racing Development Officer. That's Steve O'Donnell. The number 20 car was 9 laps down and eliminated the number 22's car's opportunity to continue to compete in the race. Additionally, we factored aspects of safety into our decision and also the fact that the new chase elimination format puts a premium on each and every race. These actions have no place in NASCAR. So that's what they said. They also went on to kind of patch a penalty, and it said, Danica Patrick, the driver of the number 10 car, has been penalized for an infraction that also took place during the November 1st race at Martinsville Speedway. This is a behavioral penalty, sections 12-1, comma 12.8. Patrick has been fined $50,000, assessed with the loss of 25 series championship driver points, and placed on NASCAR probation through December 31st. Now, in light of the chaos that went on at Martinsville Speedway, Jeff Gordon went on to win the race and secure his spot in the final four. Now, how cool would it be for Jeff Gordon to win the championship and then retire? There's no better way to go out than to retire on top of your game. So, while I don't know who the other three will be at Homestead Miami Speedway in the grand finale right now, I think it would be a really good, feel-good story for Jeff to finish up his amazing career like that, you know, and go out with a bang. So we'll see. But I think as of right now, he's who I'm going to be pulling for. How about you? Well, that's what's hot this week. And I'll do this again next week. We'll see what's hot and talk-worthy then. And Hot Topics is brought to you by Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC. How would you like to multiply the cash you have today into the cash you will have tomorrow and down the road for years to come? Well, you can do that with Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC. They're a wealth and profitability company designed to help individuals like you and me achieve financial freedom. No more having to worry if you'll have what you need when you need it for those rainy days. Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC have helped thousands of their clients live the life they've only dreamed of with peace of mind. They've helped me for several years, and I can't see myself without them. You shouldn't either. So visit www.highlandwealthny.com for a free consultation. It was one of the best decisions I ever made, and it can be the best decision you ever make too. That's www.highlandwealthny.com. All right, I want to kind of open up the lines now, and if you guys want to call in, it's 713-955-0741. I want to kind of talk to some fans about, you know, what's what and what they think about, you know, who's going to win the championship. And, of course, their opinions on the Logano Kansas fiasco. So if you got a comment or an opinion, call in now. I won't bite. In the meantime, while we're waiting for some fans to call in, I might as well talk to you about my, you know, some of the programs that I have in place. And one of the programs is my dedicated fan in the stand reporter program. Now, I started, you know, started this program at the beginning of the year, kind of on a whim, and just had a fan randomly send me some pictures from their seats in the camp in the grandstand. And I thought it was a pretty cool idea. We kind of said, well, I could do this every week. So I started in my dedicated fan and stand reporter program, and it took off. It was really, really cool. So now, if with only a few more spots, a few more races, actually, in the 2015 season, I still have a couple spots left to fill for my dedicated fan and stand reporter. Now, if you don't know what it is, then listen up. I need a pair of eyes and ears at the racetrack whenever I'm not there, and even if I am. And that's where you might come in. Now, I urge fans who want to go to the track for an up-close experience to be my weekend reporter, to connect with me and tell me why I should pick you to do that, and maybe I will. If I do, I'll send you a couple of garage passes, and I'll send you to the track on a mission. You're going to report back to me throughout the entire weekend and update me on what's going on all over the track, the weather, the infield, the outfield, the garages, you know, send me a picture of the menu and the concession stands, all that good stuff. And make sure you definitely send me pictures of the drivers that you meet and all the fun that you're having so I can post it up on infogen.com, my website, and my social media. So other fans who are not at the track or who can't get to the track can kind of have that bird's eye inside view at the track all weekend long and share your great experience. So don't wait. You know, like I said, there is only a few more races left. So just email me at infojen@gmail.com and give me a good reason why you should be my dedicated fan in the stand reporter. All right, so like I said, if you got an opinion, call in. I want to hear from you. It's 713-955-0744. All right, back to my programs. I don't just stop at my dedicated fan in the stand reporter program, even though it's a pretty good one. Okay, I got a caller. Hang on. Hey, caller, you're on the line. Who's that?
Hey, Jennifer, this is Stephen Ingram. How are you doing?
Hey, Stephen, how are you?
Doing wonderful, doing wonderful.
Awesome.
I just wanted to call, you know, not really wanting to, I guess, weigh in on who I think is right or who I think is wrong in the, you know, the Kenseth Lagano situation, but I do think that the biggest losers in this situation are the crew members. You know, those guys that go out there and bust their tail week in and week out, and they put so much into it. You know,
mm-hmm.
thanks to you, I was able to see, you know, behind the scenes at Talladega in the spring race,
right.
You know, what actually goes into building these cars and the time and the effort that these guys put into it. You know, and it stinks totally for those crew members to put so
yeah.
much time and effort into it for it just to go to waste, you know, for tempers on the track.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that there's any parts of that car that you could kind of salvage, maybe one or two pieces, but nothing much left of it. And, yeah, it does take a very long time to put those cars together. So I definitely hear what you're saying. Cool.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, where do the crew members go from now, or, you know, from this point on, you know, those guys that have
right.
worked so hard, for example, you know, in Logano's case, you know, his crew members who – and, you know, this very well could put him out of the championship standings. It very well could. But, you know, they are the ones who are really suffering because they're not the ones out on the track taking it out on
right.
you know, a fellow driver or so. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, the good news about that is it's not like they need that short track car, you know, for the rest of this year. So they'll be moving on to the intermediate cars. And
right.
you know, those crew guys, they're not going to lose their jobs or anything. They'll be pretty busy. So, I mean, they'll have brand new cars or other cars ready to go for the next two races. So I'm sure that they're not worried about that. But as far as if that was a really good short track car, hoping to use it again as far as next year, they're not going to be able to do that. That's for sure.
Right, right. And I mean, look at how Logano was just absolutely on fire. I mean, you know, and
yeah.
again, I'm not one to get into the who was right or who was wrong, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, actions speak for themselves. Look at his performance in the last four races.
It's been great. He really has done a phenomenal job winning, you know, three in a row and getting the pole. And so, yeah, I mean, he was in the lead for how many laps did he lead? So I think he had a good shot at winning that whole thing if that didn't happen. So I'm pretty sure that's why, you know, NASCAR came down as hard as they did. I mean, my opinion, I think NASCAR has said, you know, boys have at it, but I think the boys have had at it a little too much and they kind of had to step in. And if you remember, I mean, NASCAR did say don't make us have to do this. And I think that, you know, they made them have to do that. So it's done, you know.
Yeah, and, you know, I guess it's the same thing as, you know, having kids. You know, for example, you know, our kids like to bounce the ball in the house or something. They're like, okay, you know, quit bouncing the ball in the house, quit bouncing the ball in the house. And you tell them
right.
10 times, and then that 11th time when they do it and they bust your 50-inch or 60-inch TV or whatever, then you come down
yeah.
really hard, and they're like, you know, why are you coming down so hard on me? You know, it's the same thing. You know, they just... I guess you get your warnings, and eventually
yeah.
she got to lay the law down.
Now, are you speaking from experience as far as that happened? Did
oh,
that
yeah.
really happen to you? Oh, my God.
Yeah, actually, it did.
that's not good. I mean, we got three dogs,
yep.
and sometimes they get a little mouthy and drives me a little crazy because they're all barking at the same time, but just off by enough where it's just constant barking and making me nuts. So I know exactly, and then I just scream at them to shut up, and they all look like, oh, I'm in trouble, you know, but I get what you're saying about that. So
yeah.
when it comes to the rest of this year, who do you think's going to, you know, take it?
To be honest with you, I'm not sure. I know that with, you know, the guys over at the Racing Warehouse, they had a, you know, kind of a poll going, and I think I had, gosh, before 2 weeks ago, I think I had Junior, Logano, I think I may have even had Kenseth and Edwards, you know, in mm-hmm. the top four, but, you know, with Gordon taking the win this past weekend, and mm-hmm. you're very right, like you said earlier, you know, he could just get on a tear. You never know. I mean, or does he wait during these next few races, and does he just sit back for a little while and, you know, and then go for it all at Homestead?
Yeah, really. I mean, I think it would be pretty cool for him to do it if he could pull that off again, you know. So I'm pulling for him.
Oh, yeah, well, cool. Definitely.
So you sure you don't want to weigh in on the Joey Logano, you know, who is right, who is wrong kind of thing?
Nope. That's the equivalent of my wife saying, does this dress make me look fat? No, thanks. So I'll have no comment on that one. I've met both of the guys before. I've met Joey and I've met Matt before previously. Both of them seem to be great guys. They've got great character. I from the outside looking in, I can't see, or it's hard for me to see either one doing anything mm-hmm. like this maliciously. But from a fan watching on TV, it's like my jaw just hit the floor. I can't believe you just did that for both of them. You know, regardless whether it was the Kansas race or, you know, this past weekend's race, it was just like, wow.
Yeah, I mean, I got kind of caught up in it when it happened. I was like, what? And I kind of got, you know, it just kind of pissed so many people off so quickly. And it was like, everybody took mm-hmm. themselves right away to social media, which is what, you know, everybody does these days. But, the responses on my pages are pretty overwhelming. I mean, I got to say, I was, you know, pretty happy that so many people came to my page to do it. And you were one of them. That was pretty cool. But the, mm-hmm. just the differences in opinion on it was pretty interesting, so to say. So.
Yeah, there were definitely some fiery conversations, you know, all over social media, and, you know, plenty of F-bombs dropped and all this out of people that you would never expect, and it was just...
Exactly.
I was like, wow, you know, the devil's definitely coming out in some of these people, so...
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully they'll resolve it.
Well, I don't think they're going to have a choice, really, at this point. If you want the race, I think they're going to have to play nice, you know? But so what do you think of NASCAR's penalty? Do you think it was too harsh? Do you think it was fair?
You know, I think it was fair. I think, I asked on your Facebook page earlier, didn't this happen a couple of years ago or in recent years where there was a driver who did something, and I thought it was one of the Bush brothers who had done mm-hmm. something and was put on probation, or not probation, but they had appealed
Kyle.
NASCAR's.
Wasn't it Kyle?
Was it Kyle?
Was it, who did he wreck, Ron Hornaday? What's that? Am I right?
That's right. In the truck race. It was under caution, wasn't it?
Yes, and he came up and got him. That was it.
Yeah, and I mean, he almost lost big sponsorship money,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
And that could have had big implications. And now, didn't he get suspended for a couple of races or the rest of the season? Because there were two or three truck races left, I thought.
What was it? I know that the M&M sponsor was pissed.
Exactly.
I think he did have to sit out a race or two. I can't remember that now, but I know the penalty was pretty severe, and I know Joe Gibbs wasn't too happy with him at all, and he kind of let him know that. I remember that.
Right, and, you know, that's another question that you know, may be raised, you know, with Coach Gibbs, you know, and his mm-hmm. in his previous coaching and his personality, you know, being a Christian and stuff like that. You know, I wonder what his outlook is on this, or... You know, I wonder what his thoughts are in this whole situation. You know, does he think Matt did the right thing, or you know, did he get on to Matt, or do you back your driver? What do you do?
Well, it might be two different stories. What he does personally, behind the scenes and what he does publicly. You know what I mean? So I think personally, I couldn't see him. Sex, he doesn't really promote that kind of behavior at all.
Right.
But, you know, publicly, I mean, they're going to have to do what that they're going to have to do the appeals to get Matt to be able to drive in the next couple of races. So I think that he's going to have to pick and choose his words very carefully. I'm sure he will. But I think that's what his stand is going to be on it. You know, behind the scenes, let him have it. But publicly, you know, kind of do the right thing for the public eye. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Right.
So, and again, that's just my opinion.
Yeah, as far as the penalty goes, I don't think it was too harsh. I mean, like I brought up the example earlier, you know, and, we found out there was Kyle Busch in the Ron Hornaday incident. I mean, mm-hmm. he was parked, and, you know, look at how many people agreed with the NASCAR's decision then. And, you know, look at how many people are on the other side of the coin now and who are bashing NASCAR, saying that they're coming down too hard on Kenseth and stuff like that. So, And I believe it was Kyle Busch that said earlier this week or just a day or two ago that the penalties, the harshness of the penalties depends on whose name is above the window. So, how do you judge that?
I think moving forward, I mean, it doesn't really matter whose name is on top of the window. If they do something like this, they kind of deserve to get what they've got, you know, what they've got, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Because from now on, if NASCAR, you know, goes soft on a driver who does this type of thing, then they basically lose all credibility.
Yeah.
You know, go back to the children reference. You know, if one child bounces the ball on the house and you get onto them and the other one bounces the ball on the house 10 more times and then breaks the TV, you know, then the first one's like, my gosh, you know. I got the same amount of trouble, so you know. They're really going to have to stand behind their word, otherwise they're going to lose a lot of credibility.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen some comments on my page, people saying that already, and it's like, okay, they're trying to do the right thing here. It's a tough situation to be in, and I'm glad I'm not in their shoes, having to make those decisions, because it's not something that I would want to do ever. But kudos to them, right?
That's right. That's right. They're definitely making their paychecks these past few days. So.
Oh yeah, definitely. So, and it must have been a tough decision because they really waited till like the last minute. I mean, usually penalties come out early afternoon, if that much. This came out like almost an hour and a half before my show even started. So I was kind of rewriting some stuff on the show like a little while ago. But so it couldn't have been an easy decision for them to make if it took that long.
I think that they wanted to make sure that they made the right decision. You know, kind of like, if you have a trial, you know, you want to make sure you get all the evidence in. You want to make sure that you go over all the evidence. You don't want to let somebody walk free that, you know, that the public's going to complain about. But they wanted to make sure that they got it right. Otherwise, if they didn't and someone caught where NASCAR slipped up, again, I think they would lose a ton of credibility there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll see what happens, but thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. And
absolutely,
good to hear from you. Cool.
All right.
And you were one of my dedicated fans of the Sand Reporters back in the first Talladega. So, you know, I was just talking about my fan of the Sand Reporter right before you called. Would you want to kind of give a quick recap of what you thought of it?
Oh, it was an excellent opportunity. Like I said, you know, after I did the intro for your show and got the garage passes and things, you know, I got from just a general fan standpoint. You know, a lot of people watch the races from either from one side of a TV screen or one side of the stands or whatnot. And it's so hard to see all the technical aspects that go into building these cars and having them finish races 2/1,000ths of a second apart from each other. You know, it's just, it's unbelievable how much goes into the building of these cars. And I know that you and Brian know, firsthand, you know, exactly what goes into these cars and the technical aspect and things like that and the tolerances that have to be you know, thousandths of an inch to make sure that these cars are running as efficiently as possible. And being able to see that from a fan standpoint, whereas the majority of people don't get to do that, but being able to see that is just, it was mind-blowing, absolutely mind-blowing.
I'm glad, really glad that you had a good time back then, and you know, you did a really good job back then too, so I appreciate it, and hopefully we get the chance to do that again next year. So
absolutely, sounds great.
Cool. Great. Well, thanks again for calling in, and I appreciate your opinion. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a good evening.
All right. You too. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Well, cool. I mean, that was a great perspective, and thank you, Stephen, for calling in. And, yeah, like I said, my Infield Gen dedicated fan in the stand program, it's pretty cool. And if you want to kind of get to see the insides of racing from the garage out, you know, you send me an email at infieldgen@gmail.com. And again, give me a good reason why I should pick you, and maybe I will. All right. And you know, I don't stop there. I do try to do as much as I can to get that race fan involved because, you know, I started out as a fan, so I totally understand what it was like to stand on the other side of the fence, wondering what goes on the other side of the fence. And now that I know, I feel like I should share it. So my other program is really, really popular, and it benefits race fans, and it benefits race teams. So it's kind of twofold. But it's my Infield Gen fan sponsorship program. For a certain donation to a race team through my website, everything is listed on my website, but yeah, to a certain donation to a race team, I will get you a couple of passes or so into the race of your choice. And, you know, you could feel good because you could turn around and say, I have a team sponsor, and you kind of get to go there and meet with them and hang out with them and get to know them a little bit and have a great time at the track. So, yeah, you could check that all out, too. It's on my website, infieldgen.com/fan-sponsorship. I have a list of questions, commonly asked questions with all the answers. So check that out. Read through the whole thing and just let me know when I can make you a team sponsor, too. That's infieldgen.com/fan-sponsorship. All right. Well, guys, my racefansrock.com social community dedicated to racing and everyone in it is going fantastic. Things are moving pretty nicely with the plans we have to get some iRacing on there. We are still in the kind of the beginning stages of it, but we are talking more about it, and it's like a more of a matter-of-fact thing that's going to happen. So stay tuned for that, and hopefully we'll have that up and running in the off season to kind of keep people engaged and have to keep, you know, keep the racing going. If it can't be on the track, it could be on our computer. But racefansrock.com, like again, it's my social community dedicated to racing and everyone in it. It is a safe, fun, social racing website. You can join for free, which is the best part. You can have as many friends on there as you like because I don't have a limit on that. You can design your profiles however you like, customize them. You can, when you post a status to Race Fans Rock, you can also post it to Facebook and Twitter simultaneously. You can create your own blogs. You can create groups. And you can create events and interact with the racing community. It's not just for race fans. It's for drivers, team members, members of NASCAR, and all the media. So the best part about racefansrock.com, in my opinion, is the live chat rooms that I have set up for every driver in the top three series, and then some. Basically, my live chat rooms are exactly what they say they are. They are live chat rooms. So if you like a driver, say it's Jeff Gordon, click on the Jeff Gordon fan chat room, and boom, you're in the room, and you are instantly talking to other fans live about Jeff Gordon. And, you know, you never know. Jeff Gordon might join Race Fans Rock and jump in his own chat room and do a live chat session with his race fans. And it's all in real time, which is so much better than the average social media that's out there, especially like it's Facebook and Twitter. Yeah, it's cool, but you post it, they have to read it, then they have to think about what to say, and then they post it, and then they send it, and you have to look at it. And it just takes a lot of time, but live chat rooms, that's just it. It's live and it's instant. So racefansrock.com is growing every week, and it's really, really cool to see the numbers rise as much as they have. Now, we've launched April 6th this year, and we're well over like 240 7,000 page views and interactions since just April 6th. So we've welcomed a bunch of new members this week, and, you know, welcome new members, and I hope that next week you, listening right now, will be a member also. So that's racefansrock.com. Check it out. All right, this racefansrock.com segment has been brought to you by Tate's Cleaning Services. Now, if you're in the North Carolina area or any of the surrounding areas, make sure you contact Tate's Cleaning Services and contact them first for all your home or office cleaning needs. Now, it doesn't matter how big of a mess you made, because Tate's Cleaning Services will clean it up and make it sparkle again like new in no time at all. Now, I trust them with my home, and we've got three basset hounds, and they are stinky little dogs. We love them, but they stink, and they can make it a challenge to keep a clean home all the time. But Tate's Cleaning Services does an excellent job every time helping out. Now, as you can see, they're pet-friendly, and they are fully licensed and insured, so you can trust Tate's Cleaning Services. So book your appointment today. Visit them on Facebook, / Tate's Cleaning Services. That's T-A-T-E-S, Cleaning Services. You can email them at northcarolinamaid@gmail.com, or you can directly call them at 763-269-1919. Now, when you call, make sure that you mention that you heard about them from me and Phil Jen, because you will receive a discount. I'm guaranteeing you that you will love them as much as Brian and I do. All right, it's time for our race rundown. Time to find out who's who, who's in it, and who's driving what this weekend at Texas Motor Speedway. All right, the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series shows that there are 30 trucks on the entry list for the WinStar World Casino 350K at Texas Motor Speedway. We got Jeb Burton in the 00. Austin Steriel is on the entry list for the 29, but possibly will have a replacement driver, not yet announced. Mike Harmon will be in the number 49, and Jesse Little will be in the number 97. Now, Make Motorsports has usually has the number 1 and the number 50 trucks, but they're not on the initial list just yet. Now, they have run every race this season, and they have had late entries as of the last few races. So expect to see them this week. Just don't expect to see it on the entry list, I guess, soon. But they probably will be there. Now, the WinStar World Casino 350K at Texas Motor Speedway is set to start this Friday night, November 6th, at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and it'll be aired on Fox Sports 1. Check that out, 8:30 p.m. Now on to the NASCAR Xfinity Series. There's 40 cars on the entry list for Saturday's O'Reilly Auto Parts Challenge at Texas Motor Speedway. Derek White will be in the number 13. The 14 for TriStar, not really sure who's going to be in that, since Cale Connolly will not be returning to the team. I'm sure that they will figure out who will be in that car before the beginning of that race. Now, Ray Black Jr. will drive the number 15. Jones will be in the Joe Gibbs number 20. Brad Keselowski will be pulling double duty in the Penske number 22. Kevin Harvick will drive the Junior Motorsports number 88. Mason Mingus returns to the number 97. And Ryan Truex returns to the number 98. Now, the O'Reilly's Auto Parts Challenge is set to take place on Saturday, November 7th at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and that will be aired on NBC. So everybody gets to watch. Pretty cool. All right, moving on to the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series. The entry list for the AAA Texas 500 Sprint Cup Series race at Texas Motor Speedway shows 45 teams and drivers for only 43 spots. This includes Ryan Blaney in the 21, Joey Gase in the number 32 for Go Green Racing, Brian Scott in the number 33 for Circle Sport Racing, Reed Sorensen in the number 62, Michael McDowell in the number 95, and Ryan Preece in the number 98. Now, drivers that need to be in the top 36 in speed because they have no provisionals available to them, which means that they're the lowest in onus points, would be Reed Sorensen in the 62, who's currently 45th, and Michael McDowell in the number 95, who's currently 44th. Now, a driver that would miss the race qualifying is canceled would be because they have the least amount of race attempts this year, would be Ryan Blaney in the 21 with only 17 attempts, and Michael McDowell in the number 95 with only 18 attempts. So good luck to them, and pray that it does not rain. The NASCAR Sprint Cup Series AAA Texas 500 at Texas Motor Speedway is set to start on Sunday, November 8th at 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time on NBC. And again, it's on NBC, so everybody gets to watch. Pretty cool. Now, if you're not at the track this weekend and you're not able to catch that action on TV or wherever, That's all right. Just follow along with me on social media. Keep in touch with me and continue sending me your questions and requests all week long. Let me know what you want to see and what you want to know from all your favorite drivers, and I will do my best to get those pictures and answers to all of your questions, which will all be posted on intelgen.com under the Fan Central section. Now, I'm planning on going to Texas this weekend because Brian and I will be driving one of his brother's show cars to the track for an event that they're having with Miller Lite, I believe. Now, it should be a lot of fun, and I cannot wait to finally make my way to Texas Motor Speedway. Once I get there, that track will be crossed off my list, and the only track on the NASCAR circuit that I will need to attend to make my NASCAR track trips complete will be Sonoma. So I'm hoping to cross that one off my list next year, and I'll be complete. Now, I'm not sure how long we're going to actually be at Texas Motor Speedway this weekend, or even if we'll get to stay for the races, but that's okay. It still counts that I was there, and I'm crossing it off the bucket list. So, check that out. Now, you can find me on Race Fans Rock by simply typing in InfoGen in the search box, and make sure you add me as your friend. You can connect with me on Facebook at facebook.com/InfoGenFanPage and /RaceFansRock. That's on Facebook. Now, my personal page on Facebook, it's reached that 5,000 limit, so you know I'm having difficulties adding a lot of people on there. Got people that send me friend requests as soon as somebody deletes themselves. Like, once you reach that 5,000 mark, if somebody deletes you, you know, you got a spot that opens up. So I kind of have to wait till something like that happens, and then I can add somebody that, you know, sent me a previous friend request. So I hate the fact that that's what I have to do, but thanks, Facebook, for that dilemma. Again, it's another reason why RaceFansRock.com is a better social community. I do not limit how many friends you can have on there. So join for free, be friends with me and everyone else. So check that out. Now, if you're on Twitter, you can follow me at InfieldGen, and I'm also on Instagram, LinkedIn, Google+, YouTube, Tumblr, Pinterest, Periscope, and whatever else is out there as InfieldGen. Make sure you visit my website, InfieldGen.com, on a daily basis, and check out the latest news, pictures, videos, race results that includes all practice sessions, qualifying sessions, and some penalty reports for every race. Make sure you check out my new blog posts, cool fan stories, post-race audio interviews straight from the media centers, from the racetracks, different teams' press releases, photos from my dedicated fan and the stand reporters every weekend, and so much more. So check it out, see what you missed, and get all caught up. It's all right there on InfieldGen.com. And if you have a suggestion for something you'd like to see posted on InfieldGen.com, feel free to send those questions to me via the contact form right on my website at the bottom of any page you're on. I get those messages directly, and I will answer you back. That will be me answering you back. So then, you know, while you're on the site, you could click over to my merchandise tab and show some love and get yourself some InfieldGen gear. I do have some pretty cool stuff on there, even stuff for dogs, I think that's on there now. So get a water bowl or something with my face on it or my name on it. It's pretty cool. I might have to get a couple of them for myself. Anyway, once again, I'm sending out a huge shout-out to RaceGear.com, Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC, Taste Cleaning Services, and to every one of you guys who tuned in. I hope you all enjoy this weekend's races at Texas Motor Speedway. I know I will. And I'll post a bunch of pictures to keep everyone who follows along with me updated all week long with the inside scoop straight from the tracks. I can't wait to get there. Now, hey, if you're also going to be in Texas this weekend, feel free to send me some of your awesome pictures that you take so I can see how much fun you're having. And I'll post them on InfieldGen.com under the Fan Central section, too. And then everyone else will get to see how much fun you're having. If you're going to be camping out in the Texas Motor Speedway campgrounds, connect with me and send me those pics of your cool setup. And share what you're doing there, and maybe if I'm around, I'll show up and check out your cool setup, too. I really can't say enough good things about the NASCAR Campground Network, so definitely take a minute and head over to their web, campgroundnetwork.com, check them out, and make sure you enter for your chance to win a trip for four to the Daytona 500 in 2016. Click on their blog section on a regular basis, read exclusive articles written just for the NASCAR Campground Network, and check out all the benefits about becoming a member so I can see you and hang out with you at a NASCAR racetrack next year. Become a member today, and remember, don't forget to include my name, InfieldGen, at checkout to receive a huge discount on your yearly membership. We are going to have a lot of fun next year, and you definitely don't want to miss out. Cool. Well, I want to thank my awesome guest, Stephen Ingram, for coming on the show and sharing his thoughts and excitement about what he thought of of the events at Martinsville Speedway this weekend and all that stuff in between. So yeah, thank you for calling in. And once again, thank you guys for tuning in tonight, and we will get to do this again next Tuesday night. Until then, have a great week, and I will catch up with you again right here, same day, same time. And remember, everyone, racefansrock.com. Good night. I'll see you soon.